我们以讲义哈、啊、做一个引导、啊、然后我们来学习我们的这个题目。
Yeah, so
薪火相传、啊、
I'd like to use the outline or the handout as our guidance for the topic、哦、passing down the mission.
啊，所以我们可以来看这个讲义里面写得很详细，然后我再来补充。
So you can turn to your handout. It's written very clear, and I'll make further explanations.
首先我们看教会的使命。
So first, let's take a look at the mission of the church.
这个是大家都很清楚的。
And we're all very familiar with this.
对外就是传福音。
And externally, we preach the gospel.
引导人来归主。
And to lead men into Christ.
信而受洗，必然得救。
And those who believe and be baptized, they will shall be saved.
不信的必被定罪。
And those who do not believe will be condemned.
信的人有神迹奇事随着。
And for those who believe, miracles and wonders shall follow them.
得救，这个是指着未来的。
And salvation refers to something in the future.
但是神迹奇事随着，这是指着我们现在的体验。
However, with the abundance of miracles and wonder that refers to our experiences today.
所以传福音这是爱人的表现。
And therefore, preaching the gospel is a showing of love for others. 这也
是教会人数增加的方法。
It is also a way to increase membership.
这是神赐托付给我们的使命。
And this is a mission our Lord has entrusted to us.
那我们传福音不只是要让人信耶稣。
And we preach the gospel not only that others may believe in Christ.
而且要在真耶稣教会信耶稣。
But they must believe Christ in the true Jesus Church.
这是我们的使命。
And this is our mission.
那对内，要牧养我们的主羊。
As for internally, we must pastor the sheep.
让他的生命丰盛。
So that their life may be abundant.
这个是质量的量的改变。
And this is a transformation and quality.
这是我们两大使命。
And these are the two great missions entrusted to us.
那要把这个使命做好，我们常常发现，只有一代没有办法做成。
And oftentimes, in order to carry out or to complete these two missions, we realize that one generation alone cannot accomplish this.
需要一代一代的传下去。
And we must pass this mission down generation by generation.
如果你已经受洗二十年。
If you have already believed in Christ for 20 years.
或者三十年。
Or perhaps 30 years.
或者四十年。
Or 40 years.
你发现教会负责人改变很多。
You may realize that there are many changes to the church council members.
从你受洗那个时候一直到现在，不晓得负责人换了几次。
From the time you baptized until now, we don't know how many terms of council members have changed.
那你就发现年纪大的一直退下去。
And you may realize that those older in age have passed down.
那年纪轻的一直接上来。
And all the younger ones continue to take up the work.
那这个负责人包括长职传道如果有很好的属灵预备，我们发现他们在接这个工作的时候，圣工就很发达。
For the council members, along with the preachers, elders, if they have, they are well spiritually equipped, then they can take up the job easily.
但是有时候，你发现一个教会非常兴旺，但是一传承一传下去以后，那个方向改变了。
But you may also see that a church may be prosperous, but once it passes down the work, the direction of their work or church have changed.
那有的教会就变成更兴旺，有的教会就往下走。
And for some churches, it will cause their church become more prosperous, while others will go downhill.
所以这个让我们就觉得说，这个真的是很重要。这个教会的职务会就是长职传道负责人真的是很重要。
And because of this, we realize that the holy workers, council, and preachers. At church is very important.
所以需要有一个训练。
So therefore, this training is needed.
让我们知道我们要做这个事情到底是怎么一回事。
So we have understanding of what exactly what we are doing.
好像你要在学校里面读书，前几天一定是orientation 让你能够知道这个你的课程你的学校是什么。
Just like in school, when school first start off, they will have a few days of orientation introducing to you what the school or program is like.
但是有的人他当了负责人，他还不知道负责人是怎么一回事。
But there are some who have become council members but still do not know what council members do.
那他的责任是什么？
What his or her responsibilities are.
怎么从上一代去学习，怎么把我们的责任传给下一代都没有概念。
So they have absolutely no idea as to how to learn from the previous generation, how to pass down to the latter generation.
所以这个讲习会本身呢，这是一个开始。
So the seminar itself is a beginning.
让我们一个大概的了解。
So we may have a broad understanding.
让我们能够把这个工作做得更好。
So that we may do this work even better.
因为一代一代一直传下去。
And because this work is passed down from generation to the next.
所以这个责任轮到我们，这是一种机会。
So once this responsibility falls on us, it serves as an opportunity.
而且这个也是一种福气。
It is also a blessing.
所以如果我们有很好的准备，在我们承受这个责任的时候，我们从第一天开始就能够方向走得很正确，就能够非常的投入来宣告我们的福音。
And therefore, if we are well equipped when we receive or take on this responsibility, we will be able to prosper the gospel.
因为如果我们没有准备好，不但是我们的损失，而且是教会的损失。
And because if we are not well equipped, then it will not only be our own loss, but it will also be a loss to the church.
因为我们常常发现信徒很单纯，他在等待着执务会的在带领我。
And because we can see that many members are very simple minded, they merely wait for the guidance of the church council.
所以这个职位好像是一个火车头。
So we can say the church council serves as the head of the train.
所以有时候职会如果不动啊，反而会阻挡教会圣工的发展。
So therefore, if the church council do not move forward, at times they may hinder the work of the church or the prosperity of the church.
所以我们这个训练就是要让我们学习以后我们当负责人要怎么来带这个火车头，怎么来带动我们整个教会。
Therefore we have this training today, so in the future when we serve as a council, we know how to lead the church to move forward.
那第一个施洗约翰的例子。
So first is the example of John the Baptist.
施洗约翰说，我是点着的明灯。
And John the Baptist said he was a lamp that was burned.
因为施洗约翰为主耶稣来铺路。
And because John the Baptist paved the way for the Lord.
所以他很清楚他的要做什么。
So he knew very clearly what he was to do.
等到主耶稣出现了。
Until Lord Jesus appeared.
他就说，他必兴旺，我必衰微。
Then he said that he must become greater and I must become less.
所以他知道自己的服事到一定程度就结束了。
So he had an understanding that his servitude at a certain point must conclude.
结束了，后来施洗约翰就生命就结束了。
And once it concluded, his life also ended.
那施洗约翰殉道以后，主耶稣就马上出来传道了。
After John the Baptist martyred, Lord Jesus came out and preached.
所以施洗约翰这个工作就由主耶稣来发扬光大。
And therefore, the work of John the Baptist was taken on by our Lord to shine the light.
那今天教会也是一样。
And likewise with our church today.
如果你看到年纪很大的还承担很重的工作，但是年轻的都没有事情做，这个是有一点问题。
And today, if you see that an elderly member is carrying up all the work while the young are doing nothing, that there is something wrong with the church.
我们一般年纪开始成长，长大之后，在教会里面做的事情会不太一样。
And usually, when you're growing up at different ages, the work you do are different.
那以前我们做的就交给年轻的。
And before the work you used to do, you might entrust them to the younger ones.
那我们可以做这个年轻人没有办法做的。
And we may be able to do the things that the young men could not do.
那这样叫做传承。
And that is what it means by passing down the mission.
我们上个礼拜在这个地方开这个园游会。
And just last week we held a carnival here.
至少有几件事情让我们觉得很值得感谢神。
And there are several things that we can truly thank God for.
第一件事情。
And first of all,
我们教会的信徒确实非常有才能。
And we feel that our youth or our members in church are truly talented.
什么才能的人都有。
And we have members with all different kinds of talents.
所以你在园会看到各种才能都有它的表现。
So you can see the performance of people with different talents.
这是值得感谢神。
And that's something we can truly thank God for.
第二点值得感谢神。
And second thing we can thank God for is,
就我们教会好像一个大家庭。
That our church is truly like a big family.
所以大家能够聚在一起，好像一个家庭的团圆。
So all of us may gather here like a family reunion.
我们看到很久没有看到的信徒。
And we have seen members that we haven't seen for a long time.
我们看到从 Almonte 来的在韩国的信徒。
And we have seen our brother sister from Almonte Church.
啊，这真的是啊一个很好的机会，让我们来觉得是一个大家庭。
And that was truly a good opportunity for us to reunite as a big family.
第三点。
And thirdly,
让我们最值得感谢的。
And what we can give thanks the most.
就这个整个的预备工作是从西南小区的青年去主导的。
And that the entire planning and execution of this holy work was planned by the youth committee of the Southwest District.
哦，我记得一个Service教会负责人跟我讲啊，他说那礼拜六他们青年啊自动自发自己这样一直做，做到把工作结束。
And the council told me from Cerritos that the youth they continue to do work from Saturday evening and to finish everything, all the setups.
那第二天我们园会结束，他们才花两个钟头又把所有都整理好，又恢复原来的。
And the conclusion of the carnival, they spent another 2 hours to take down everything.
甚至有一个慕道者他在问我。
And there's a true seeker who asked me this.
我觉得很好奇，为什么你们教会能够吸引这么多青年？
And they said that I'm very curious as to how your church is able to attract so many youths.
他本身去过很多的教会。
And this person had personally gone to many different churches.
但是他来我们教会，他觉得这个教会不一样。
But once he came to our church, he felt our church is quite different.
第一个就是他觉得好像一个家庭。
And first is that he felt that our church is like a family.
第二个就觉得为什么能够吸引这么多青年。
And second is how our church is able to attract so many young men.
所以这是我们的安慰。
So this is a comfort to us.
因为确实我们的青年从这个游园会的预备工作就可以看出来他们很有心要来服侍神。
Because true enough, from the preparation work of the carnival, we see that they do have the heart to serve God.
而且真的也有行动来服侍神。
And they truly carry out the action of serving God.
那如果这么有才能的青年，又很有心来服侍神，加上属灵的装备，我们可以非常的放心，我们在这个地方的教会是有前途的。
And so if our youth with these kind of talent, and if they're well equipped in God's word, then we should be at ease, for there is hope.
所以一代过去，一代又来。
So a generation passes and generation comes.
现在五六十岁的人，当他们年轻的时候，在教会也非常的活跃。
And for the members who are in their 50s, 60s, they were once very active in church.
在教会也是在拖地板，实际上在承担很重的工作。
And they too are still mopping the floors and taking up many important works.
但是这些事情随着年纪大，你发现力不从心。
But we know with a gradual advancing of your age, you may realize you don't have the strength anymore.
那年轻的一代能够从这个他们最有潜能的这个地方开始来服侍神。
And for the younger generation, they may start to serve God from their potentials.
那在服侍当中一直成长。
And it's within servitude that they will continue to grow.
所以到了一定的程度。
So when they reach a certain level,
如果他们灵性成长到一个程度，他们就可以当负责人。
And when their spirituality grows to a certain level, then that is the time when they can serve as counsel.
那在负责人的服事当中，灵性成长一定程度，就可以按例做长子。
And while serving as a counsel, when your spirituality serve reach a certain level, you may be ordained as an elder.
那使我们的教会整个的方向能够朝着圣经的方向。来前进。
And by that, our direction of our church may be guided and led according to the Bible.
所以主耶稣没有改变。
Therefore, Lord Jesus Christ never changed.
教会没有改变。
The church doesn't change.
但是教会里面做圣工的人，一代过去，一代又来。
However, for the workers within the church, one generation will pass, another will come.
所以我们要很重视教会的承传。
Therefore, we must place emphasis, great emphasis on the passing down of the work.
如果一个人在教会做负责20年，这不一定是好消息。
It might not be a good news for a person to serve as council member for more than 20 years.
为什么？
Why is that?
为什么做这么久？
So why do you serve for so long?
还没有年轻的人上来。
Is there not a young man who can take up the work?
当然这个人的热心投入是值得肯定的。
Of course, we can affirm this person's dedication and zealousness.
但是为什么没有年轻的一代能够来接棒？这个是值得思考的。
But it is worthy for us to think about why is it that today there is not a younger generation to take up this work?
或者一个教会里面我们这样讲习会开这么多，找不到一个人可以按例做长子，这个也是有问题。
Or it's also the problem that we hold so many seminars, yet we cannot find a member to ordain as a holy worker.
就是我们在灵性上的长进呢，还需要更努力。
And that is, we need to improve and work more on our spiritual growth.
所以我们在服事的过程当中，有一个很实际上属灵成熟的表现。
So in the times of our servitude, we will portray this maturity in our spirituality.
使神能够感动每一个人对这个表现有一个肯定。
So that God may move each one of us to have this affirmation on this action.
哦，所以能够给这个人有一个更大的托付。
So that this person may be entrusted with greater works.
是安立做圣职人员。
And that is to be ordained as a holy worker.
这个不是地位。
And this is not a status.
这是一个更重的责任。
Rather, this is a more important responsibility.
好，我们来看我们传承的使命。
And let us look at the mission of passing down.
到底圣经里面讲这个传承是讲传承什么？
So what exactly does the Bible tell us about passing down?
第一个传承就是生命的传承。
And the first thing we must pass down is this continuity of life.
哦，就是说，结婚以后下一个想法就是要生孩子。
And that is after you're married, the next thought you may have is to have children.
哦，所以这个是人的一个本性，要把生命传给我们下一代。
And this is the nature of human beings that we want to pass on life to the next generation.
但这个哈，这个有的人呢。很重视，有的人对这个就比较看开了。
And we see that some are very place great emphasis on this, while others they're more open-minded.
所以有很重视的就是不但要生孩子，而且要生男孩子。
And for so those who place great emphasis, they not only want children, they want to have boys.
啊，那这样你的这个 last name 才可以，你的姓才可以继续下去。
So only by that, your last name or your name will be passed down.
是在主里面哦，姓什么，在主耶稣面前应该都一样。
But we know within Christ, it doesn't matter what your last name is, they're all the same in God.
神所赐的都是好的。
And all those, all that are granted by God are good.
啊，但是有的更开的，就是说，不要孩子。
Yeah, but for those who are more open-minded, they will not want any children.
这个不要孩子，第一个好处就是自由。
And the first benefit of not wanting any children is freedom.
有更多时间来服侍神。
You have more time to serve God.
哦，第二个好处。
And second benefit.
就是不必冒险。
And that is you don't have to take the risk.
因为现在养孩子哦，如果要养得白白胖胖，不困难，但是如果要养成灵性上很健全，非常困难。
And because today in society we know it is not hard to feed your child into very well fed, but it is very difficult to raise your child in a godly manner.
所以不是不可能。
So it is not impossible.
在神凡事都能。
Because we know all things are possible in God.
但是这需要有很多的投入，很多的牺牲。
But that requires a lot of sacrifice and dedication.
但是最重要是什么？
But what is most important?
圣经说要生养众多。
And Bible says you must
遍满全地。
You must have a lot of children.
这是神对亚当的祝福。
And that is a blessing God had for Adam.
但是现在结婚典礼你不能这样祝福啊。
But we know you cannot say such blessings in the marriage ceremonies today.
那个生养众多，现在就用属灵来解释。
And to multiply, you can only explain it in a spiritual manner.
就是要得虔诚的后裔。
And that is to seek godly offerings.
啊，所以你自己如果没有孩子，你去传福音，带领很多人来信主，在属灵上，这个就是你的孩子。
So today, if you don't have any children physically, but if you today you go out and bring many into God, and those can serve as spiritual offerings.
所以保罗说，提摩太是我在真道所生的儿子。
And therefore, Paul said, Timothy is a son I have bore through gospel.
所以，如果一个人在属灵上多生孩子，他会发现，这也是很有趣啊，因为你有很多属灵的孩子。
So if a person is able to bear many spiritual offsprings, they may find their life very meaningful as well.
你用神的爱来对待他，他会用神的爱来回应你。
And because if you treat them with God's love, they will also respond to you with God's love.
所以第一个，这是生命的传承。
So the first passing down is the continuity of life.
从肉体的生命到属灵的生命。
From the physical life into the spiritual life.
这个要传下去。
This is something we must pass down.
那当我们有生养我们的子女。
So once we have raised our children,
这个肉体生命的延续,
and to have this continuity of our physical life,
但是更重要是要让他的灵性也能够传下去。
But what is most important that you must allow their faith and spiritual life to continue on as well.
让他们能够成为虔诚的后裔。
So they may become a godly offspring.
这是第一个传承。
And this is the first passing down.
所以圣经里面在讲两个家谱。
So the Bible has mentioned two genealogies.
一个是神的儿女，一个是人的儿女。
One that belongs to the son of God and the other son of man.
就是说，一个是 属血气的，但另外一个是属灵。
And that is one belongs to the flesh, while other belong to the spirit.
哦，当然是属神的这个传承是值得我们来学习的。
Of course, we know that we must learn from the passing down of the children of God.
啊，那第二个是信仰的传承。
And the second is the continuity of faith.
我们看出埃及记第三章。
Let's turn to the book of Exodus, chapter 3.
出埃及记第三章
Exodus chapter 3
第六节
verse 6，
请读。
Exodus chapter 3 verse 6 Then he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. At this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God.
这里神向摩西自我介绍。
And here God introduced himself to Moses.
我是你父亲亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。
And the God of your father, the God of Abraham, God of Isaac and Jacob.
这句话意思是什么？
So what does this mean?
这个三代人跟神都有个别的关系。
And for these three people in three different generations, they had a different relationship with God.
我们的信仰是个别的。
And we know our faith with God is individual.
那亚伯兰神要变成以撒的神，这个就是信仰的传承。
And the God of Abraham shall become the God of Isaac that serves as a passing down of faith.
那以撒的神要变成雅各的神，这也是信仰的传承。
It is also a passing down of faith for the God of Isaac to become the God of Jacob.
所以我们能够传给子孙最重要的是什么？
So what is the one most important thing that we may pass down to our descendants?
我想有三件事情。
I believe there are three things.
第一个健康的身体。
First is a healthy body.
第二个好的教育。
Yes, healthy, a good education.
第三个是好的信仰。
Third is a good faith.
如果我们能够传给下一代这三件东西。
And today if we're able to pass these three things down to our next generation.
你没有留一分钱给他，你都没有遗憾。
And you will not regret even if you do not leave one penny behind for them.
那这个三个当中最重要是信仰。
And out of the three things, the most important is faith.
因为神就是我们的产业。
And because God is our inheritance.
圣经在提到他们在旷野一无所缺，因为神跟他们同在。
Bible mentions that the Israelites lacked nothing while in the wilderness, for God was with them.
旷野应该是大而可怕的地方。
And we know that wilderness was a great and dreadful place.
他们没有耕种。也没有收成。
They did not plant or did they have any harvest.
但是他们一无所缺。
But they lacked nothing.
因为神跟他们同在。
Because God was with them.
所以我们就知道神就是产业。
So therefore we know God is our inheritance.
我们人生的旅程好像旷野。
And our journey in this life is like walking in the wilderness.
如果我们有神。
But today if we have God.
我们就一无所缺。
Then we shall lack in nothing.
不一定很丰富。
We may not live an abundant life.
但是你一无所缺。
But you won't lack nothing.
所以我们最需要注重的是怎么把我们的神变成我们下一代的神。
So what we need to focus on is how to allow the God, our God to become the God of our next generation.
这个叫做信仰的传承。
And this is what it means by the continuity of faith.
而事实上我们现在在教会看到信仰能够传过三代一个都不流失的实在是不多。
And today within church, it is hard to find a faith that has been passed down and not been lost for three generations.
如果第一代来信耶稣。
If someone came to believe in the first generation,
传给他的儿子。
And they pass down to their sons.
那儿子再传给孙子。
And the son pass down to his grandsons.
这三代人一个都不流失的，你教会你实际去算算看。不多。
And if you truly try to find these kind of examples within church, there are not many.
有的到第二代就一半就没有了。
And some, when they reach the second generation, half of the children will be gone.
有的到第三代三分之二没有了。
Even until the third generation, two-thirds of the children will be gone.
所以我们常常说要做圣工要从哪里开始。
This is why we often say, when you want to do holy work, where do you start?
家庭就是小的教会。
And that is to start from your family, for it is.
当然，我们要热心在教会做圣工。
So of course we must be fervent and serve in church.
但是家庭要从家庭开始。
But everything must start from the family.
信仰的传承。
And that is the passing down of faith.
把我们的神传给我们的下一代。
And to pass down our God to the next generation.
这个传承要怎么做？
So how do we go about passing down this faith?
就是要重视宗教教育。
And that is to place emphasis on religious education.
这就是家庭的使命。
And that is the commission or the mission of a family.
就是要把我们的信仰传给我们的下一代。
And that is to pass on our faith to the next generation.
那有的人把这个信仰的传承 看作是教会的责任。
And some parents may see that this passing down of faith as the responsibility of the church.
所以我的孩子信仰不好，因为教会的宗教教育办得不好。
So my children might not have a good faith because the RE system at church is not good.
因为他把这个社会的观念搬到教会来。
Because they have taken in the worldly values, used them in church.
社会的观念就是你的责任是纳税，但是教育是政府要办的。
So the worldly value is that today we pay taxes to the government, but education is provided by the government.
但是圣经对这个宗教教育讲法不是这样。
But we know Bible gives a different standard toward education.
我们下一代的宗教教育是我们家庭的责任。
And the education of our next generation is placed upon the family.
那教会是要补足我们家庭做不到的。
And however, the church is to serve as a support for the things that the family cannot provide.
教会没有办法取代家庭的宗教教育。
We know the church cannot replace education provided by the family.
你看，我们当父母都知道啊，你要教几个孩子都很难。
And we know as a family, as a parent, you will know that it's very hard to teach even a few children.
那一个大教会有几十个小孩子宗教教育。
And needless to say, a church might have so many kids inside the church.
那如果家庭没有宗教教育的功能，要由教会来承担，这差不多是不可能。
So if you do not have this function of religious education within your own family, it is almost impossible for the church to carry on this task.
所以我们的传承一个很重要就是信仰要传给我们下一代。
So one of the most important things to pass down is to pass down this faith to the next.
那这要怎么做？
So how do we go about doing this?
我们来看一节圣经节。
Let's turn to a Bible verse.
生命记。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy.
生命记第六章不在这不在讲义里面哈。生命记第六章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 6.
第四节到第九节，请读。
Verse 4 to verse 9. Verse 4, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. 5. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. 6. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. 7. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home, and when you walk along the road, and when you lie down, and when you get up. Verse 8. Tie them as symbols on your hands, and bind them on your foreheads. 9. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates.
这一段圣经是人的本分。
And this passage serves as the duty of men.
如果这一段圣经我们做到了，再加上为子女不断的祷告，那要把信仰传给我们下一代，在神的帮助下，应该是绝对可能的。
And if we're able to achieve what is recorded here and to continue to pray for our children unceasingly, then we shall accomplish this task of passing down the faith.
那我们简单来看这个宗教教育怎么做？怎么把信仰传给我们下一代
？So if we look at this simply as to how to pass on this religious education to our next generation.
第一个要确定我们的身份。
And first is that you must have a confirmation of your identity.
我是谁
？Who am I？
这个很重要。
And that is very important.
在我们所有身份里面，最重要一个身份。
Of all the statuses you hold today, the most is your own.
我是神的选民。
And we are the chosen people of God.
只有这个身份不会过去，所有其他的身份都会结束。
And that is the only the title and status that will never pass.
那随着这个身份的下一个下一件事情。
And following the status,
就是我们的价值观。
And that is our values.
我们一生当中最重要的是什么？
So we ask ourselves, what is most important in the entirety of our life?
这里说，耶和华我们的神是独一的主。
And here says, our Lord, our God is the one.
人生当中最宝贵的、最重要是神。
So of all the things in your life, the most important thing is God.
这个就是我们价值观的来源。
And that is the source of our values.
那价值观确定以后。
And once you have affirmed your values,
接下去就是我们的生活方式的改变。
And following this is the transformation to our lives.Lifestyles.
所以宗教教育的开始不是言教，宗教教育的开始是身教。
And so the beginning of religious education is not to strictly teach them, but to teach with experience.
身教就是我们生活的榜样，没有声音的这个教导。
Or to teach by example.
那这个身教的榜样是什么？
So what are the examples?
就 第五节。
And that is in verse 5.
你要尽心尽见尽力尽力爱主我的神。
And that is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and strength.
为什么我们守安息日？
So why do we keep the Sabbath?
是因为我们爱神。
Because we love our God.
为什么我们奉献？
Why do we offer?
是因为我们爱神。
Because we also love our God.
为什么我们服事？
So why do we serve?
是因为我们爱神。
Because we love God.
所以出于这个爱所产生一种生活方式，让我们下一代来模仿。
So we will have this lifestyle generated by love, for the imitation and learning of our next generation.
那这个是宗教教育一个非常重要的出发点。
And that is a very important beginning, or starting point for the religious education.
哦，有让我们下一代有榜样。
So we may serve as an example for our next generation.
那么接下去才第七节，殷勤教训你的儿女。
Then following this in verse 7, that you will talk, impress your children diligently.
那要教训我们儿女什么？
So what do we teach our children about?
不是美国的文化，
and not the American culture.
不是中国的传统，
or the traditions of Chinese.
不是个人的喜好，
or our own personal likings.
我们传给下一代的是我今日所吩咐你的话，就是神的话。
But what we pass on to the next generation are the things entrusted by God.
那怎么传给我们下一代？
So how do we pass on to them?
无论坐在家里、行在路上、躺卧起来，用各种不同的机会来教导他们。
Whether at home or walking, using all different sorts of opportunities to teach it to them.
第八节。
Verse 8.
要系在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文。第九节。
In verse 9.
写在你的门户房槛上，就是创造属灵的生活环境。
And that is to create the spiritual atmosphere.
啊，让他们在属灵的环境成长。
So they may grow within this atmosphere.
那这样啊，有人的本分，再加上我们的祷告。合在一起，就能够把我们的下一代信仰建立起来。
So with the duty of men and the prayers, then we shall be able to build up the faith of our next generation.
所以我们常常发现，现在啊，要讲孩子最难的是信仰的栽培。
So today, the most difficult thing we may talk about our children is this cultivation of their spiritual growth.
传承是信仰的传承。
So the sixth is to pass down this faith.
那第三个传承是真理的传承。
The third continuation is the continuity of gospel, the truth.
这个真理当然是圣经的教训。
Now the truth refers to the Bible teachings.
啊，但是特别我们讲的真理啊，是指着得救的要道。
But the truth that we specially refer to is the teachings regarding salvation.
啊，所以我们看这个保罗在传道初期啊，他一直去传福音。
So you see, in the very beginning, Paul continued to preach the gospel.
但是保罗到传道的后期，《使徒行传》的二十章以后后期，他都一直在卫道。
But until the end, and after Acts chapter 20, he continued to defend the truth.
哎呀，好。因此，我们今天呢，要传福音，第一个就是没有信的要叫他信。
So today to preach the gospel, we preach to those who do not believe.
要相信有神。
To preach that they must believe in God.
那相信有神的要叫他要信耶稣。
But for those who already believe in God, you must allow them to believe in Christ.
那信耶稣的，我们要传福音给他，在真耶稣教会信耶稣。
For those who believe in Jesus, you must preach so that they may come and believe in the true Jesus Church.
那我们真耶稣教会的共信之道就是十大信条。
And we know the common faith within true Jesus Church is the 10 basic beliefs.
那这个十大信条里面有所谓真耶稣教会五大教义。
And within the 10 basic beliefs, there are the five basic doctrines.
那这个五大教义，真耶稣教会五大教义跟所有其他教会都不一样。
And the five basic doctrine is very different from that of other churches.
所以我们所说这个真理的传承，就是要把神启示我们初代工人这个真理传给我们下一代。
So when we speak about the continuity of truth, that is to pass down this truth that had been passed down from the early generations.
这是我们的责任。
And that is our duty.
如果真耶稣教会发展很快。
So the true church prospers in a very fast manner.
但是传的道理跟我们神启示的不一样。
But the truth that we preach is different from what is inspired by God.
那这个发展这么快有什么用呢？
Then what is the use of prospering in such a rapid pace?
当然我们都希望我们教会发展很快。
And of course we all wish that our church may prosper.
但是要有一个前提。
But we must have this preface.
就是这个共信之道。
That is this common faith that they should never go astray.
那从共信之道所衍生的一个结论。
So this conclusion that extends from this common faith.
就是我们对真耶稣教会的看法。
Is our values or views toward the true Jesus Church.
这个是我们今天晚上会继续来查考。
And I will share with you more tonight.
所以真理的传承。
Therefore the continuity of truth.
那要按着正义来分解真理的道。
And so we must use truthfulness and justice to discern the truth.
哦，特别是圣灵的带领感动来引导。
And to be led by the movement of the Holy Spirit.
第四个。
Fourth point.
福音的传承。
The continuity of gospel.
对啊，就是我们要传福音给别人，那请那个人也继续传福音给别人。
And that is today we pass the gospel to another and hoping that they will also pass it down to another.
所以每一个领受福音的人都能够传福音给别人，那教会兴盛就很快了。
So if everyone who's received the gospel is able to preach it to another, then the church shall surely prosper.
诶，我们在南加州有的信徒啊，有太太因为先生来信主。
And in Southern California, we know some husband came to believe because of their wife.
结果太太就带他家人、他的亲戚朋友来信主，那一串哦，这样算起来大概二十个人有。
And as a result, the husband may bring their whole family into church, with about 20 members.
啊，这个叫做福音的传承。
And that is the continuity of this gospel.
但是很可惜，就是有时候我们得到福音，我们就没有再传了。
But rather, unfortunately, many times after we have received the gospel, we stop preaching.
如果每一个得到福音的都想，既然有人传给我，让我得救，我至少要传给一个人，让人来得救。
However, if we can think to ourselves that today someone preached to me, so at least I have to preach to another person for them to be saved.
那教会就会成长。
Then by that our church shall surely grow.
所以每一个慕道者在我们教会受洗，我们一定要给他有一个观念。
So for every true seeker who believes in our church, we must implant this concept.
你既然得救。
That today, since you are saved,
你一生至少要带一个人来得救。
And within the entirety of your life, you have at least bring another person into belief.
你带领那一个人，你也要教导他，至少带一个人来得救。
And for the person which you bring into belief, you also need to teach that they need to bring another person to believe.
大家都有这个使命，你就发现慕道者很多，圣工就发展。
So when everyone carries this commission, then you will realize the work shall surely prosper.
所以福音的传承是很重要的。
Therefore, the continuity of the gospel is very important.
一粒麦子落在地上死了，就结出许多的籽粒。
When a kernel of a wheat drops and dies in the floor, it shall many will rise.
所以一个人得到福音，如果愿意很牺牲奉献，他就可以结出很多福音的果子。
So therefore, after a person receives the gospel, if they're willing to sacrifice and dedicate, they shall also bear many fruits.
因为传福音确实是要牺牲的。
Because to preach the gospel, you truly have to sacrifice.
我们常常发现我们有好几个担子。
Oftentimes, we will realize we're carrying many loads.
啊，第一个就是你工作的担子。
And first is the load of your work.
第二个就是家庭的担子。
Second, maybe the load of your family.
第三个还有教会服事的担子。
The third, maybe the load of the servitude you have at church.
所以这确实是一个牺牲。
So all these indeed are a sacrifice.
但是流泪撒种的要欢呼收割。
But those who sow in tears shall reap in joy.
让我们一生活得很有意义，很有价值，不是你在公司有什么成就。
So that the entirety of our life may be meaningful.And it does not depend how much success we have in our jobs.
而让我们活得很有意义、很有价值，也不是我们这个公司得到多高的薪水。
And what enables us to live a very meaningful life does not depend on how much salary we get at work.
这个都会过去的。
Because all these shall one day pass.
真的会让我们活得很有意义、很有价值，是我们的生命啊。为着神的工作来努力。
But what can truly provide us a joyful, meaningful life is the servitude and dedication sacrifice we have put in for God's work.
所以有的人到退休以后，他第一个感觉就是说，那我活着要做什么？
Therefore, for some people, right when after they retire, they have this question as, what do I do from now?
所以有的人讲得更实在，退休以后就是等死。
So some people may be even more plain that after you retire, you simply wait to die.
为什么会这样讲？
Why do they say that?
因为你人生已经没有目标了。
Because there's no longer any goals for your life.
但是当一个人有了信仰之后，
But after a person has this faith,
我们发现退休是服侍神的开始。
But we may realize that retirement is merely the beginning of your servitude.
因为以前太忙了。
Because before, you may be too busy.
现在那些时间精力就可以服侍神。
But now you have all the time and all the energy to serve God.
所以这个退休的人能够成为教会的一股力量。
Therefore, for those retirees, they may become a strength within the church.
如果我们好好把它组织起来，加上装备。
And today, if we're able to organize and then to equip them well.
让他去传福音。
To allow them to go out and preach the gospel.
好像一粒麦子死了，结出许多的籽粒来。
Just as a kernel of wheat dies and shall bear many more.
那第五个是侍奉的承传。
And the fifth is the continuity of servitude.
就是我们的侍奉要传给下一代。
And that is our servitude shall pass on to the next generation.
所以主耶稣开始出来传福音，他就拣选门徒。
And therefore, when Jesus came out to preach the gospel, he elected the 12 disciples.
摩西开始出来带领以色列百姓，他就拣选约书亚。
After Moses came out to lead the Israelites, he chose Joshua.
所以我们在教会里面啊，不要觉得说 好像有别人来抢我的工作。
And therefore, within church, we should never feel that another person is coming to take away our work.
哦，我们需要哦，栽培年轻的一代。
But we must be able to cultivate and train the younger generation.
训练他们。
And to train them.
给他们实习的机会。
So they have the time to practice.
那等到我们服侍到一定的程度，我们就可以把棒子交给下一代。
So when we have served to a certain degree, then we can pass on the baton.
这样我们做了美好的服侍。
And that is when we have done a good servitude.
因为我们有注重栽培下一代。
Because we have placed emphasis on cultivating the next generation.
这是侍奉的承传。
And that is the continuity of servitude.
最后是经验的传承。
And the last is passing down experiences.
那有很多人服侍主了以后啊，有很多属灵的经验。
And for some after serving God, they have many spiritual experiences.
当然这个属灵的经验到最后强调的不是我，是怎么靠神。
And within the spiritual experiences, until the very end, you do not emphasize on yourself, rather how to rely on God.
那个属灵的经验的这个焦点是神，不是人。
And the focus of these spiritual experiences is God and not man.
所以如果我们能够把经验传给下一代，
So today if we're able to pass down these experiences to the next,
所以下一代就可以靠神来服侍做圣工。
And the next generation will know how to rely on God in serving.
所以我们常常觉得教会里面这些神学训练，知识的吸取，这不是最困难。
So we may often feel that these theological training within church, this absorbance of knowledge is not the most difficult.
比方说我们现在传道训练已经进了第七届。
For example, the TTP training has gone into the seventh term.
这个训练最困难有两点。
And there are two most difficult challenges within this training.
第一点，生命的改变。
And first is the transformation of life.
所以经过训练以后，他的个性、价值观、人生观有没有改变？这个最难。
And the question is, after all these training, have their values, their life, and everything else changed?
但这个服侍神非常重要。
And also the servitude in God to God is very important.
第二个就是他经过训练以后。
And the second point is after going through the trainings.
他本身有没有办法直接去靠神来解决他面对的问题？
And are they able to rely on God directly to resolve all the problems they face?
所以这个灵性如果进步了啊，他懂得靠神，这个人就可以变成很好的工人。
So if their spirituality have increased and able to rely on God, that they will become a good worker.
所以这个经验的承传焦点不是我，不是人。
Therefore, the continuity, the focus point of this continuity of experiences is in God and not in men.
而是怎么靠神。
And rather, it is on how to rely on God.
这是我们所谓传承的使命。
And this is the mission of passing down this faith.
我们休息十分钟。
I'd like to rest for 10 minutes.
一起来默祷。
Let's pray in silence.